Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Pod Between Worlds Holonet Live. I'm your host, Steve. Today is July 21st. Here's what's going on in the galaxy. First up, John Boyega was quoted on Instagram for saying he's moved on from his Star Wars character. Someone commented on one of his recent posts saying, "Force Finn in action with a green lightsaber dressed in black is all I want from the next Star Wars film." To which Boyega replied, "LOL, no thank you, I've moved on," heart emoji. There's been various quotes from John Boyega in the past about how he's been, how he wasn't thrilled about his character's role and where it went. This is added on to a lot of what the sequel trilogy had, with a lot of the criticism and a lot of the drama behind it. So, also though, he actually came out and said that Variety took this out of context. This is where I got my source, but I follow him on Instagram and I saw this as well. He also said he just moved on Twitter, like, from the role, and that it wasn't in a dramatic fashion of like, "Oh, I've moved on from Star Wars, I'm done with it." So, very interesting stuff. Obviously, yeah, he's moved on. He's working on other projects. You know, he's not just tied to Star Wars. I believe he's been in a couple other movies as of late, but you know, good for him. And if he comes back to the Star Wars franchise, if they decide to have like Finn and Poe and Rey all back, which, you know, they might do years from now, then that'd be great too. But we'll see what happens. Next up, there's been a lot of speculation around Solo as well, and there's been some quotes from Alden Heinrich in relation to Solo, and recently he was being interviewed with Demi Moore on Brave New World by Collider, which I'll put the link in the description, and they talk a lot about Brave New World, but one of the questions right out of the gate was, "I really love Solo in the cast, and I thought this was a fun movie. Are you hoping that you might get to reprise that character at some point?" To which Heinrich said, "We'll see. I don't know. They're figuring out what Star Wars looks like in our world today. In all ways, with the media landscape, everything's so different, with the streaming services and everything, so we'll see what comes out of it. I think what's exciting is what we're living in a time where there's a lot of out-of-the-box thinking around what this might be, so we'll see." Pretty cool quote. I mean, he's not saying, you know, he's been quoted that he would definitely reprise the character if it made sense, if it was the right fit for him. Obviously, Solo was not met with the same kind of fan reaction as the Star Wars franchise thought it would be. I certainly loved the movie. Ollie has also said he's loved the movie. You know, it came out in the light of The Last Jedi, so there could have been a lot of backlash just because of how The Last Jedi played out and everything. So regardless, there's been a lot of rumors around Solo and whether some of the characters are getting new shows, whether, you know, there's going to be a Solo 2. What, you know, it's endless at this point. So until anything's confirmed, it'd be really cool to just see Alden Heinrich and, you know, just Han and Chewie and everybody back in another movie. But, you know, we'll see. We'll just have to be patient and see what happens. So next up, there is another article now linking Hayden Christensen talking to Lucasfilms in terms of the Kenobi Disney Plus series. This came out from Kessel Run Transmissions, saying that they actually said the LMR released a rumor that Hayden Christensen is reprising his role as Anakin Skywalker in the Kenobi Disney Plus series. And they said they checked their sources and that something is currently being worked on over at Lucasfilms. It's not until it's confirmed by Star Wars, by Lucasfilms and everything, it's still a rumor at this point. But, I mean, that's really cool. If this is all true, this is awesome. I mean, we get to see, some are speculating that this is going to be like flashbacks to the Clone Wars, which would be amazing. I mean, we would get to see him in real live action besides from a theatrical release. So that's the other thing, that piece of this. But really cool news, or rumors, I should say. It's not really news, I guess. But at this point, you know, again, just like with Solo, we just got to sit back and see what happens with Kenobi, and see if that Hayden Christensen is, in fact, returning to Kenobi. I would imagine Lucasfilms is going to keep this under wraps for a while. Unless this gets leaked out significantly, then maybe they'll play some damage control and just announce it themselves. But this is really cool. If this is really true, we get to see Anakin Skywalker in a different light, and it just adds more depth to the Kenobi show, and it'll be amazing if that's the case. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure there's going to be more stuff coming out the pipeline. So moving on, another thing, another show with Disney Plus. I'm guessing you're sensing a theme here with all the shows and everything going on with all this news. But the Bespin Bulletin says that the Cassian Andor series is set to film this fall in the UK. Not really much else with that. That's just a post. I guess it's still a rumor at this point. That's really cool, though, if that is starting up this fall when things are a little bit safer with the COVID and everything. Yeah, we're getting a lot. If everything, it comes to fruition, if we get Solo 2, or if we get Solo TV series, we get Hayden Christensen in Kenobi, if we get Cassian Andor starting up again, we got Mandalorian going, we got Bad Batch next year, we potentially have a Rebel sequel. Like, we have all this content coming, so I think 2021 is going to be the year. It's going to be a really fun year. There's going to be a lot of different changes in Star Wars. Mark my words. That's what I'm predicting. So, just based on all of these rumors coming out and everything. So, last but not least, Dr. Aphra, the audio drama, releases today. So go check that out if you're into the audiobooks and you like reading all the Star Wars novels or listening to them on like Audible. It's out today. Dr. Aphra is from the period between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So if you like that timeline as well, go check it out. It's a full cast. Like I've mentioned last week, they released who was going to be in the audio drama itself. So definitely check that out if you're into that. I know I'm going to be listening to it. It's going to be in the same kind of vein as like Dooku Jedi Lost, where that was also an audio drama, but it's also a novel as well. So I'm sure this will come out as a novel at some point too. And then along with that came out Galaxy's Edge, Traveler's Guide to Batuu, canon reference book. Not much into this. I mean, you could see this on Amazon. Basically, this just details Batuu and just the stories. And I think this is supposed to tie between the Disney theme park and Black Spire, which that was a novel with V. Moradi in it. And it also another book to read. And it's still building upon the Batuu, like, the Black Spire end of the galaxy in Star Wars. So it's very intriguing that they're still pushing this. So there must be more to this that's going to be coming out. So go check that out. That just released today. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. So again, Dr. Aphra dropping on audiobooks. So check that out, and also Galaxy's Edge, Traveler's Guide to Batuu. And that wraps up this episode. I know there was a lot. I actually skipped over a couple things, which I'm sure I'll touch upon tomorrow. Thank you for joining us for another episode, for joining me for another episode. As always, make sure subscribe to us on our streaming services, on YouTube, drop us a review. We really appreciate it. We appreciate the support and the shares and everything. You know, we love Star Wars and we love talking about it and love sharing our love of Star Wars with you. So, other than that, check you later, Pawans.